So if you face classical music and turn 180 degrees, you'll be looking at Steve Earle, a country music singer-songwriter who doesn't really fit the Nashville stereotype.
Steve came to Chicago last spring, and Peter asked him if he considers himself a country musician.
I've been called country singer, country rock singer, and folk singer in the New York Times crossword puzzle. So I think
you have one of those great names with a vowel to beginning and end. You're all set.
My dad, I'm in there a lot. My dad thought I'd finally made it when I made it to the New York Times crossword puzzle.
That's pretty great.
Every week, so. Yeah, well, congratulations. Yeah. You got your start really early. You knew what you wanted to do from a very young age, right?
Yeah, I didn't finish school because I regret that now, but I just didn't see how they were going to teach me anything more about what I wanted to do. And my parents were incredibly supportive, but I finally dropped out when I was 16, and I started playing coffee houses, and I met all these guys that have been playing folk music for a lot longer than I had, and that's where I first heard of Townes Van Zandt and Guy Clark. And my new record is a record of songs written by Guy Clark, because I made a record of Townes songs 10 years ago, and I do not want to run into Guy on the other side having made the Townes record.
Yeah, I understand. He wouldn't like that. We read that you were such a fan of Townes Van Zandt that you actually went to where he was and tracked him down.
I did that. I did the same thing with Guy. I tracked Townes down in Houston, and he turns up at my gig. There's about four people there, including Townes. And the second set, I finally come down, and here's Townes sitting in the front row. He drank a little, and he was pretty lit, and he was sitting there, and he did not make a sound while I was actually singing. But between every song, he'd lean back and he'd go, "Play the Wabash Cannonball." I get trudge along, and then get to the, "Play the Wabash Cannonball." I finally had to admit I don't know the Wabash Cannonball, so. And he said, "You call yourself a folk singer and you don't know the Wabash Cannonball?" And I'm like, so I played this song called Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold, a song of his that has about a million words, and then he shut up.
Yeah, well,
and then we introduced ourselves afterwards, and he became a teacher for some time.
That's really amazing.
Yeah.
You've been through a lot. I mean, you read a little bit about you find out, for example, you played a recovering addict in The Wire.
I did.
And apparently it was not a stretch for you, is it?
David Simon's idea for me to become, I was offered acting roles when I was a lot younger and a lot better looking than I am now. And I hated it when actors made records, so I just always turned them down and didn't think it was something I wanted to do. But David's a big music fan, and he called my manager and he says, "I've got this character, and I think Steve could do it, and would he like to read for it?" And I read for it made a tape in a studio. And, I played a redneck recovering addict, so like you said, I didn't have to really act. So.
Yeah. We were reading that you live in New York, and the most amazing thing we read is that your enthusiasms in New York are yoga and Broadway musicals.
That's pretty much it, yeah. And baseball.
And baseball.
Baseball, yeah. Yoga was just a thing that was sort of... I fish with a fly rod, and I travel places where that's fun to do. And I fell in a river for the first time, and I was just getting back in the boat, floating down to the next spot and talking to a friend of mine. And I just said, "Man, my core strength is just going." And he said, "Well, I've been taking yoga a couple of times a week." A guy comes, and I thought, I spend money on dumber stuff than that. So I'm kind of an old hippie anyway, and so I've known about these things all my life. But through that association, I met a yoga teacher in New York and started studying with her. I'm on blocks and, a lot of cheating going on because I started when I was 60.
Yeah, I understand that. You've been married
seven times, six wives.
Right.
And I have to correct for the record, seven divorces.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm single at the moment.
Excuse me. Okay. Now, when people talk about people who've been married a lot, we often joke about, hope over experience, and, they just think this time it's going to work out, and we talk about people's optimism. What I was thinking about in your case is how do you, if you meet a woman and the woman knows you've been married, say, let's pick middle, five times before, how do you convince her, it was always their fault?
Well, wait a minute. Here's the real question is, if you've been married six times and you meet a woman that's willing to marry you.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that should give you pause. And if, And I'm finally starting to get it.
Yeah. Well, Steve Earle, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Steve Earle, meet Steve Urkel.
As I'm sure you remember, you've been around.
Yeah.
Uber nerd Steve Urkel was one of the most popular TV characters of the 1990s in the show Family Matters. I'm guessing you didn't have a lot of time to watch TV in the 1990s.
You know what? I don't think I've ever seen a complete episode of Family Matters.
That's great, because that's the whole principle supposed to know anything. Knowledge hurts.
I was hoping you guys would mess this part up.
Yeah. We're going to ask you three questions about that icon in the flood pants and suspenders. If you get two right, you win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their choice in their answering machine. Bill, who is Steve Earle playing for?
Brian Hines of Pleasant View, Tennessee.
All right.
Wow.
You ready?
Cool.
Here's your first question. Now, the popularity of the character of Steve Urkel was great for the actor in the TV show, but bad for whom? A, the actual Steve Urkel, for whom the character was named, who spent a decade enduring jokes and disappointment that he didn't talk funny. B, the belt industry, as Urkel's suspenders caused a 40% decrease in sales. Or C, speech therapists who had to deal with people trying to talk like Urkel.
Oh, boy. Let's say B.
You're going to go for B, the belt industry? People stop buying belts because the suspenders were so sexy?
Yeah.
No, it was actually the real Steve Urkel.
The real Steve Urkel.
There was a real guy named Steve Urkel who the character was named for, and he did not enjoy it after a very short while. Two more chances. Here's your next question. Urkel's popularity led to a number of branded products, including which of these? A, Steve Urkel nerd glasses with masking tape pre-applied. B, Urkel O's breakfast cereal. Or see an automated chess player called the Mechanical Irk.
Breakfast cereal, I guess.
It is the breakfast cereal. Yay! Last one for all the marbles. Jaleel White, the actor who played Urkel, went on to have the usual struggles of an actor associated with one role. He tried appearing on Dancing with the Stars, but what happened? A, asked to dance in flood-high pants and suspenders, he swore and stomped off the set. B, he was so obnoxious to other participants, it became known as Jerkle. Or C, he insisted on doing his own choreography for the jitterbug section and broke a hip.
Oh, let's see. B.
B, it is B. Okay. He, by the way, he denied the rumors that he was unpopular and said he got along great with everybody. He was still voted off the show, though. Bill, how did Steve Earle do?
What a smart guy. He got 2 out of 3, so you won.
Congratulations, Steve. Steve Earle's new album is called Guy. It's out now wherever you listen to music. Steve Earle, thank you so much for joining us here at Radio Time. Steve Earle, everybody. When we come back, best-selling author Jennifer Weiner reveals how her mom reacted when she published her first novel called Good in Bed. And Anthony Anderson from ABC's Black-ish reveals the pain and pleasure of going to work